Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys are getting your seats. I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's honor. It's time to... I put down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Good afternoon, family and friends. This is M.H. Scott and another wonderful show on the PCP Network. I am your host, and I'm going to be here with another wonderful show of information. And be there just to support you during this time period to make sure that you get a full understanding of the recruiting process. And what we're going to talk about today is we're going to briefly talk a little bit about how to proactively recruit yourself. You know, get yourself out there, make yourself. And parents, this is for your kids to make sure that they get a better understanding and for things that you need to be aware of during the time period that they're going through that recruiting process, and just to make sure that they are doing some of the things to get them T's crossed and them I's dotted. But before I go into any of that, of course, I got to give my man, Mr. Keith Wright, a little props here. Keith, again, wonderful ball player at the University of Harvard. You may have caught him during the tournament. Harvard had a little invitation to the dance, and although they didn't make it that far, but they did get to the dance. So, Keith Wright, where you at? Do your thing.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
As my man Keith said, he's making smart, cool. Pass that on to your kids and loved ones and family members that there's nothing wrong with making smart, cool. That's how he do. Well, we're going to get it straight into the show there because we ain't going to be up here long. We're just going to talk about a couple quick things. And again, like I said, what I want to stress the point on is being proactive in the recruiting process and how you should be proactive in the recruiting process. It is important, parents. It's important. It's important. It's important. I can't drive it enough how important it is for you to be right alongside your child, and I like to refer to them as your child during the time period that they are in the recruiting process or looking forward to being in the recruiting process, because if you're not there alongside them, then who's going to be the buffer? Who's going to be the person that's going to filter out all the undesirables during that time period? You got to remember, you have a 16, 17, 18-year-old child now battling and testing their wits against a seasoned veteran college coach or one of his assistants or whoever that's been in the game for quite some time. It's not like, you know, we're talking two high schoolers having this conversation. We're talking about a college coach that's been in the game for quite some time, a trained sales professional, compared to your high school student that is just getting started in life. You know, so there's somewhere along the line we have to be proactively involved in this thing to make sure that our kids get the best out of this situation. If you're not proactively involved in this thing, then many times our kids fall through the cracks, slip through the cracks, and we'll talk more about that later on. But if you want to give us a call, you can give us a call today at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We love to hear from you today with any questions, problems, issues, concerns, anything that parents are, that parents in our network here can help you out with. You know, this is the PCP Network, and I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And again, let's get started. So, how you want to start this being proactively involved in the recruiting process? You know, like I said in the opening statement, and it was on the page of our show page, you know, each year we have a number of our kids that get overlooked during the recruiting process, and simply because a lack of knowledge, you know, and in many cases, it becomes, you know, kind of sort of frustrating when you know, when you don't see the college coaches knocking down your door or blowing up your cell phone or sending you an email or texting you or whatever. When you don't see that happening, you may become a little frustrated, especially if you know that you were a solid contributor to your high school team and you have the skills and ability to play at the next level. So what do you do? How do you become proactively involved? So I'm going to give you a few tips here today, and hopefully this is going to be a starting block for, you know, things that you want to put in your toolbox to make things happen for your child. And let me stress this point again, parents. You being actively involved in this, again, you're the buffer. You're the reasonable mind in this whole process. Also, allow your child to focus on the things that he or she does best or need to focus on, such as what's going on in the classroom and his or her game. So if they're focusing on them two things and dealing with the everyday life in high school, you know, the peer pressure and all the other kind of stuff, and, you know, may even be at a semi-celebrity status in at the high school level, if they're focused on them things, then who's dealing with these recruiters? Who's dealing with these letters? Who's dealing with all this correspondence and text messages and phone calls and all this other kind of stuff that's bombarding your child on a regular basis? They've taken on a whole new list of responsibilities if you leave them out there to do all this by themselves. That's not fair to them. Nowhere in the world have anything ever been just dumped on you at such a massive volume and you had to take care of it, knowing that you have a very small window to deal with it. This is not a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 year process. This is something that most of the time when it happens, it's going to happen within a year or two. You're in and out of it just that quick, and then you moved on, going on to play at the college level, or you missed the opportunity, either or. But this is not something that, you know, going to be, you can stretch out and take your time. This is something that's going to hit, and it's going to hit hard, and it's going to hit fast. As a result, these children need an opportunity to fairly negotiate and navigate through this process. So this is where we as parents come into play to make this thing happen for them. Well, one of the things I'm going to talk about here this afternoon, because there's several different keys that get you in the recruiting process and get your child on track of where he is, she should be. And first thing is making contact. You know, just simply making contact. How do you go about making contact? You can call the coach. You can email the coach. I always suggest that if you are a prospective student athlete and you have that ability, desire, and skill, and along with the grades, of course, and even if you're working on getting the right grades, then go on out there, and a lot of the athletic sites for various universities have a prospective student athlete form on the athletic page. Go up there and fill out that form. Now, you fill out that form, get all your information, all your pertinent information in that form, and I'm not going to go through the form today. But if you need to, you know, we can go through the form at any given time. Always hit us up at the here on the station, and we can go through the form with you at any given time. But what you want to do, you want to fill out that form. And once you fill out that form, then you submit it to the coach. It's all done being submitted through the school's website. And when it's being submitted through the school's website, then you have a chance to know that it's gone and it didn't get hung up in la-la land somewhere. But once you send that form in, then the next thing you want to do, you want to reach out to that coach. And looking at that, again, at that school's website, you can go and find the faculty or staff, look up that coach's email address, and then from there, you want to send him a brief email, just doing a quick introduction. Just letting him know, hey, coach, my name is so-and-so-and-so-and-so, or my son is so-and-so-and-so-and-so. Parents, I would recommend at this point that you allow your child to send that email. You know, you may tailor the email and proofread it and, you know, make some corrections to it or whatever, but allow your child to send that email. That email holds a whole lot more value when it's coming from the athlete versus coming from the parent. But look up that coach's email and send him or her an email, just basically giving them a quick introduction. So you've done those two things. You did your prospective student-athlete questionnaire, and once you got done with that, then you turned around and followed up with an email. Now, I would actually say you can easily go as far as giving the coach a call. Now, the coach may also have certain time periods where he can actually call you back, but give them a call just to let them know that you are following up on that. Parents, this is your part. This is where you come in at, okay? You want to make sure that you keep a track of everybody that you contact. You want to make sure that you keep a track of everybody you contact, all right? So next thing after that, their parents, and actually this was probably the first thing that we should have done. We should have put together a list of schools. I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Should have put together a list of schools that you want to reach out to and then turn around and do the prospective student-athlete form and follow up with the email and the phone call, okay? And after you've got that done and you have heard a little something back from the coach, now you want to put together what I call your athletic resume or your player's profile or whatever you want to call it. It's a basic letter of interest, letting the coach know that you are interested in his or her school. You've already done that to some degree, and you've already checked off that block a little bit, but now you want to go ahead and really spell it out. And you want to talk as much about the program that you know about the program. You know, if he runs a certain style of play, or if he, you know, runs a 3-4 or 4-3, you know, like a professional type football type thing, and you know that's something that you can fit into, or if he runs a pack line defense in basketball and that's something that you know that you can fit into, then hey, stress those points. Show that you have some interest. Show that you know something about that program. Sell yourself at that time to let them know, hey, coach, I'm not just the everyday kid. I know a little something about what you do, and I'm already ready to fit into that program. All right? So you're putting together a letter, and of course, making sure that the letter is, you know, handwritten or typed very neat, printed very neatly. You know, don't send any photos with the letter. You want to make sure that you get somebody to proofread the letter, do spell check, grammar check, all that kind of stuff on the letter, because you just don't want to shoot any old kind of stuff out there. But parents, this is where I'm holding your feet to the fire, because these are the things that you want to look over and make sure that our kids are doing for sure. Okay. Next thing that you want to do, parents, you want that letter also can contain a profile. And you know, in the profile, you want to identify things such as SAT score, ACT score, any stats that you may have, any stats. Now, this is a separate page. This is a separate page from your letter because your letter is only one page long. But you want to put together that profile. And let me tell you something. Nowadays, and most easiest way to do this, if you can create this profile online somewhere, it will be a huge plus. Because when you set up this profile basically about one page long, you know, it talks about your interests, talks about your athletic, you know, show some athletic highlights. You can also put that up there, you know, if you volunteered or did any community work, put that up there. Any ACT or SAT scores, your GPA, your class rankings, any honors that you may receive, any of those things that really sell you real strong, like, you know, just put it in there and let the coach know, hey, he's in a win-win-win situation. You know, that's the way you want to put it out there for the coach. And once you send that letter off, again, always do some follow-up. Next thing that you want to focus on, parents, is getting your children involved in some camps and some clinics. You know, getting them involved in some camps and some clinics. Whether or not you go to a particular school's camp or clinic, or whether or not you attend some of these other showcases and highlights and, you know, prominent camps and clinics that some of these other folks put on throughout the country, you know, let them attend a few camps and clinics. If you focus just solely on, this is my perspective here, if you focus solely on just one particular school's camp or clinic, normally that school doesn't allow or doesn't have a number of other coaches in there to watch as well. So be very careful when you do that. If you want to go to a basketball clinic, you go to a neutral basketball clinic where you have the bulk of or a good majority of coaches that's able to come in and look at your child, not just that particular coach for that individual school. When you do that camp or that clinic, you want to also check out and make sure that it is an evaluation period. You know, going to a camp or a clinic and there's not really an evaluation period, then what good does that really do? You're not being seen by anybody. Let me give you a couple tips on camps and clinics. Again, excuse me, making sure that it is an evaluation period. And also, what you want to do, you want to let that coach know that you're interested. You know, the coaches that you sent these letters out to, let them know, hey, coach, I will be attending this particular clinic on this day or this particular camp on this day. If you're in the area, please, you know, stop by, you know, and you know, just stop by, you know, if at all possible. And most of the time, these coaches are getting out there to these different camps and clinics looking for athletes. You know, you're out there at the camp and clinic, and you're out there, you're playing and doing your best. You know, you're not out there trying to, you know, show that you're some type of bully or anything like that. You're out there, you're doing your thing, you're hustling at all times. You know, you're trying to be the standout in the camp or the clinic. You're encouraging other athletes. You're showing your sportsmanship. You're always maintaining a positive attitude. And, you know, you're trying to get evaluated at multiple positions. And the reason why I say that, because that coach or whoever that's out there looking for that particular school, you know, they may see you, but they may not have a position for you at that spot. But if they see that you can also work at various other spots, then, hey, that may be it. That may be it. And anytime you get a chance to go to a camp or a clinic or even, you know, during some of your high school time period, you know, put together some video. Always put together some video. Parents, I suggest, recommend, strongly suggest and recommend that anytime you put together some video, make sure you focus in on your child, not the whole entire field. Because oftentimes parents do these videos and they focus in on the whole entire field. Excuse me. And what that simply does, that gives the coaches an opportunity to, you know, evaluate somebody else realistically off your video, and they don't have to worry about requested any video from anybody because they done seen all they needed to see based upon the great work that you did, because your video is going to be professional video. Your video is going to be have a little introductory slide in there that says who you are, what's your number, where you're from, what school you go to, what year you graduate, what your coach's name is, your height, weight, the sport that you play, the position that you play, all these other great things. Parents, if you got any questions, again, give us a call, 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. I'll be right back at you.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Let's go back to Keith one more time before I come back.
Up a student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn.
Well, we're back, and you know, like I was saying, you know, when you're putting together that video, making sure that video highlights your child, making sure that the coach can actually see your child in the play. So you may want to zoom in from time to time, or, you know, oftentimes when they do these videos, they have this ability to circle that individual player. You know, if you can use that, if you have that technology, do that. Making sure also that the video is no longer than 5 minutes in length. You know, you don't want to have the coach sitting there trying to watch an 8-hour video just to see your highlights of your child. Make sure that video is about 5 minutes in length. Cutting out all dead spaces, you know, trying to show the play from, you know, various angles, making sure that the jersey number is being seen, you know, that kind of stuff. So you want to maximize that to make sure that the coach has every opportunity to identify and point out your child during the time period that he or she is viewing that video of your child. So, the things that I had a chance to talk about here this morning, and we talked about videotaping, we talked about camps and clinics, you know, and as always, that's the big exposure right there. You do a videotape, you do camp in the clinic, and you get that information out to a coach, or you post that information up on YouTube, and, you know, simple things that can get you there, and your kids know how to do these different things, parents, so it's not like it's a major secret or anything. How to put this information together. You know, you put together a videotape and you tell your child, hey, I want to get this posted on YouTube. Trust me, they will get it posted on YouTube. If you're not savvy enough to get that done yourself, they will get it posted on YouTube. And then the next time you send out a piece of correspondence to a coach, especially if it's email, you put that YouTube link right on in there with that email and just shoot it on out. And think about how many different coaches can you contact by one simple email, changing the name where appropriate, and sending that email out to a number of folks. Again, parents that help you keep track of all this stuff. Instead of having to write it down, you have ability to keep track of all of this stuff just by using those emails. It's a wonderful tool, parents. Use all these tools to your advantage. Be proactive. Be a part of your child's life when he or she is out there doing the recruiting thing and trying to get into the recruiting process. You know, we can't say it enough. We can't stress the point enough. You know, if you ever want to get some questions, or if you have any questions or have anything that we can help you with, as always, you can always reach out to us at the PCP Network. And you can also check out our website at pcpn.info, pcpn.info. Check us out, and we have some information that we're getting ready to post up on the site here. Site's under construction right now, but we have some information that we're going to get out to the parents here in the real near future. Or you can always check out our Facebook page as well at PCP Network, at PCP Network, our Facebook page. And we always put some good information up there for you parents. And, you know, that information is out there just for you, just for you, and to make sure that you get some good insight. Like this week we had a Thought of the Week put up there, and it says, parents, have you made a true and fair evaluation of your child's athletic abilities? Have you openly accepted the evaluation of other athletic coaches and trainers? Does your athlete have his or her heart set on playing at the Division I level? Is there a major difference between Division I and Division III athletes? Do you know where your child fits in into the scheme of things? If not, you need to. You need to be involved, be engaged, and be there for your child. Be involved, be engaged, and be there for your child. That is the slogan that we use at PCP Network. Be involved, be engaged, and be there for your child. Help us help you at the PCP Network. Well, family, it's been another wonderful show, and I hope you had the opportunity to get some of your questions answered. As always, we always welcome anything that you want to bring to the table, any questions. We're working on a few things this year. 2012 is going to be a year we really want to step out and strengthen the network and make sure the network is strong across the nation. So have your ears and eyes open for things that you may see when you see the parents coaching parents, or you see parents counseling parents, or you see parents connecting with parents, or you see parents coordinating with other parents. You know, we're out there and we're doing the PCP thing, the PCP way. As always, I am M.A. Scott. I am your host of the PCP Network. It was fun talking with you today. Take us out, Keith. Where you at?
Up a student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Making smart cool. That's what my man Keith Wright says. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. As always, folks, as always, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. See you next time.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents. Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.